This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you thought Washington, D.C. in August was all about quiet, humid streets, think again. During Congress's recess, used to be politicians went back to their districts or off to the lake or beach. Now August is high season for interest groups and lobbyists. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Heat, sweat, and now activists are unavoidable facts of life for members of Congress in August. An army of interest groups has been pushing various causes this month. Opponents of President Obama's health care reform law are demanding it be defunded. And an unusual coalition of the left and right is pushing for immigration reform. It includes local police, business groups, and even church leaders who are featured in ads like this one.
The lives of 11 million of our neighbors hang in the balance as Congress seeks to reform our broken immigration system.
The ad campaign cost $400,000, but the Immigration Coalition has deep pockets. It was organized by Ali Narani, executive director of the National Immigration Forum. He says you ignore August at your peril.
Bills will either get closer to the finish line or die on the rocks of despair during that August recess.
There is no despair on Narani's face as he describes the nearly 50 immigration roundtables his coalition held this month.
We think we have won the August recess.
That kind of win-lose talk reminds some Congress watchers of a politician's campaign. Alan Lichtman is an American University history professor.
That's the kind of thing you used to hear only from candidates. So you now have lobbyists keeping score to see who wins in terms of wielding influence as opposed to getting elected.
Lichtman says a lot of the interest groups active this August hire Washington political operatives to advise them. They set up war rooms and rapid response teams. August is one big business opportunity for the old Washington hands who want to impress and attract future clients, according to GOP strategist John Feary.
What they're doing here is like anything else. They're trying to build a resume. They're trying to build their case that why, you know, other people should hire them.
So they, too, can win August. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.